go.
We're ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So this is the Digital Dad speaking, and you are?
Stanton Potter.
So two dads blogging in Blogsphere in Dadsville, Tennessee. And we recorded a few episodes already, but we just realized that the sound wasn't that good. So we have re-recorded. So this is officially our first one.
Yeah.
Myself and Ross, a.k.a. Mr. Stent.
That's me.
We've met a few times, about five times.
We have.
For a few beers, decided to do a podcast. So here we are now. So we're still getting to know each other.
That's it.
And the few that we've recorded, even though we're going to scrap them, we've learned a lot about each other, and we've kind of gotten into a flow.
So this
is just going to be a little intro about ourselves, what we're doing, why we're doing it. So I thought I'd surprise Ross slightly here, and because we're only getting to know each other, I thought, Ross, why don't you describe me and I'll describe you to see how much so far we know about each other.
That's a good one.
So I'll hand the reins over to you, or I can go first, whatever you want.
No, it doesn't bother me. No. In terms of personality traits, in terms of
whatever
writing
you
style.
Want. Whatever you want, yeah.
In terms of, okay, you've got a crazy big mop of hair on the top of your head, which
do
is
a boft.
Slightly at odds with my ever so going thin to the point where I have none left, but you've got a fine head of hair. You've built up a pretty, pretty decent following on your Facebook through your platform where you write for RTE.
Do
and you've got
writing.
Your own blog as well.
Yeah.
Your sense of humor is very similar to mine. And that's kind of one of the, that's how when we kind of first got in touch through Instagram, it was from watching each other's stories that kind of led to
stalking each other.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that led to the initial contact, right?
Yeah.
You like Guinness?
I do like Guinness.
Which is a good start.
I prefer wine.
I would concur.
But I never actually went to a pub and order a wine.
I never do either.
Yeah. I would if I'm abroad and I'm sitting outside.
Okay.
I would. But anyway, sorry, off the point. Go on anyway.
Yeah. No, but again, getting to know you.
Yeah.
It sparks. So your day job, so you're a working blogger.
I'm a working man,
whereas I'm a full-time stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
Do you mind if we say where you work or what you do? You're marketing.
IT. Yeah.
IT.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at, you can't see this now, guys, but there's a brand new setup here in front of us, which has got two brand new mics and a mixer, and it all looks pretty, pretty cool.
It looks very nice. I hope it sounds nice as well. Does it sound nice?
You have three boys.
I do. Do you know their names?
Riley. And as soon as you say it, I'm going to go, yeah.
Oh, he's bad. This guy's bad.
Yeah. Dropping the ball on
so
first go.
Freddie, who's 8, Riley, who is 6, and Jackson, who's 3. Three boys.
I wouldn't have got Jackson that way.
Yeah.
Jackson's a cool name, actually.
Yeah.
And I thought Riley was the oldest.
No, Riley's, 6 now, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Spelled R-E-I-L-L-Y. Lots of people spell it R-I-L-E-Y, but I think that's the female spelling.
Yeah, okay.
Not that it bothers me, it does.
And one more on the way.
One more in July, yes.
Four babs.
Four babs,
wow.
Yeah.
And that's my dog.
Yes, your third child.
Which we knew at some point he'd, join in the conversation.
Yeah.
You might hear the odd barking every now and again. He wants something when he does that. But, so three young kids, fairly similar to my daughters, in age, a little bit, obviously, a little bit older on your side, but the gaps seem to be similar as well.
Yeah.
Your wife works full time as well?
She works 3 days a week. But as you probably know yourself, working 3 days a week is trying to squeeze a 5-day week into a 3-day week. So,
Yeah,
she does.
Okay. And I'm trying to think in terms of, I don't think we've gotten down to stuff like, say, sports or football, rugby, that kind of aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yet.
Okay. Well, no, that's good. That's good. I'll jump onto you. So, Ross is your name?
It is.
You have a very big beard. Reminds me of kind of a Santa, Father Christmas.
Yeah.
You have two girls, Mia and Ella.
L.
Exactly. I was just testing you. Speaking of the beard, I was only thinking about this on the way over. Do you use aftershave?
No, not aftershave. I have beard balm.
But that's for your hair, as opposed, like the beard, as opposed to a fragrance, is it? Or is it a hair fragrance?
There's a bit of a fragrance on it. It's mild, and it's just kind of, it just kind of keeps the head, the beard healthier looking. Bit of a shine to it, but no aftershave, but beard balm, yeah.
Okay, right. I was wondering that. I reckon if I had a beard, one like yours, I'd lift it up and I'd spray aftershave under it to have that beautiful aroma.
Well, I have lifted up the beard time to time, and he gets in and he licks under there.
Oh, right. So yeah, so Ross, stented papa. I originally thought it was the scented papa, and a few people did, but it's not. It's a stented papa, because Ross, who is now 41, when you were 36 or 37?
36.
You got four stents in your heart.
Four stents inserted, yeah.
Yeah. And we can talk about that a bit later on as episodes progress and whatnot. But obviously that had a huge bearing on some life changes and what you're doing now in terms of giving up work and staying at home, being a full-time dad.
It had a huge impact.
Yeah.
But more to the point, we just kind of made you sit up and smell the roses.
Yeah,
to use a sort of a cliche term, but it did.
Yeah,
it did. It kind of meant I was in sales. I was in sales, as anyone knows, is target driven. It's stressful.
Yeah,
even though when I was doing it, I didn't think it was that stressful. Yep. I loved it. But when you stand back, I thought, do you know what? The kids are young. I've kind of got this new lease of life. And why not become a stay-at-home dad? Because the option was there, because my wife was going back to work after her maternity. So it just kind of all aligned time-wise,
And so your wife, Mel, she works full-time.
She does.
So yeah, she does. That must be interesting, because she'd come home from a full day's work. She'd obviously be shattered. You have completed a full day's work at home, so you're obviously shattered as well. Yeah. So you probably don't get to spend a huge amount of time with each other, only at the weekends when.
No, we spend a good bit of time.
All right.
Because Mel can work from home, and she does probably three or four days a week.
Oh, that's handy. All right.
So like, albeit, so we're in my house now, and the office is just in there, she comes in and out whenever she wants.
Okay.
She's always in a lot of meetings. Her calendar is always jammed.
Yeah.
But like, she has flexibility too. So like, if there's something going on that we're here, there, or we need to go somewhere, like say on a Tuesday morning, we can do it.
So she strikes me from my conversations with you as very regimented. I don't mean in like a bad, strict way. I just mean she plans a lot and she thinks a lot she organizes things a lot. And you strike me, just from knowing you and being out with her for a few beers, more of the kind of, I'll be there in 10 minutes and it's 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
It's more of a kind of ad hoc kind of that for the moment kind of approach. Mel is my two words that I hate the most our routine and structure, and whereas Mel hates the fact that I hate that those two words. Yeah.
But there's obviously there's probably a need though for you to have routine and structure with stents in your heart.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, and as much as I hate them, you have to have it with the kids too.
Yeah,
like you just have to have it. I mean, would my structure and routine, would that be the same as what Mel's would be? No.
Yeah.
Definitely not. And she'd be the first to back me up on that one.
Yeah,
no, of course you didn't.
Rugby fan?
Yes, I am.
Guinness fan.
Guinness fan, and like yourself, wine at home fan.
Yeah, a dog fan.
I've got the doggy right here,
Noodles. Yeah. And I think that's it.
You've done pretty good, too.
Yeah, and you're from Longford.
Originally from Longford, I am,
God love you.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad still lives there. I don't get down that often anymore.
And you used to live in Cork.
Moved around, actually, yeah. So whereas most people did kind of a world tour at some stage, where they might have got Australia, maybe Thailand, Bali, Kotau, kind of, and then down to Australia.
You went to Cork.
I did Ireland. I did Athlone, long Dublin for whatever long time, 10, 12 years, then down to Wexford, then down to Cork, then back to Dublin.
Right.
So I kind of did.
For work or just?
It was work and/ meeting Mel.
Right.
At that stage it was work, yeah. The job was in Dublin. It was a financial advisor, qualified financial advisor for 10 years. The office was originally on Dame Street, Then it moved to Greystones,
mm.
and then it was there for 5-6 years. Then it moved down to Enniscorthy.
Mm.
So then I moved from Dublin down to Wexford and lived in Wexford town for 2.5 years.
Mm.
And then it was the job. But then the arse fell out of the world.
Okay, yeah.
And I took redundancy.
So just in case you're wondering who is talking and who is not. So obviously Ross has the Longford accent, the Colchia accent.
The Bogger accent.
And then I speak with two tongues, as you might have guessed. I have a stammer, so it can get bad. You can get, I can actually talk normally if I want to, but don't sometimes.
This is the gas thing. I should have actually put that in as well. I was thinking that when we first met, we had a few pints.
Yeah.
And then, and you've mentioned it before that you had the stammer. And then you turned around and said, well, I can talk like this if I want. And yeah. It just goes.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I was thinking, this is mad.
Yeah.
So you just like a switch.
It is like a switch. Well, yeah, it's a conscious switch. So I can turn it on and off, but sometimes it'll just turn on without me wanting to. But I can, if I really try, and keep it off and just talk normally.
Okay.
But we'll find out throughout various podcasts and episodes. You'll see it. You'll hear it. So yeah. Listeners will hear it. Yeah,
I think that works.
You know,
very good.
So that's that. So listen, why don't we wrap up as that being a kind of an introductory episode, and we'll record the next one in the next week or so. Yeah, that's that. So stay tuned, guys. And we're starting this off. Yeah,
we have come to a decision on a name.
Oh yes, yes. And well,
we're delighted to say,
whoever is listening to this will know the name now because the podcast will have been live.
Yes.
So
yeah.
We did actually talk about a few names. So
we did a few names, yeah.
So the first one was what?
The very first one. Well, I suppose it was you were saying one was like digitally stented or something like that.
Yeah, something. Yeah, it didn't really have that.
Then was the hairy
bollocks.
Hairy bollocks. The hairy bollocks.
Yeah. And then I had digital diarrhea.
Yeah.
So there was a play on diarrhea. Yeah. And then what else?
The one that I still think I like well is I'd rather shit a hedgehog.
Yeah, I'd rather shit a hedgehog.
I'd rather shit a hedgehog.
Yeah. Men seem to get it, understand it. Women don't.
Every bloke I said it to, I just got this instant little kind of schoolboy chuckle. Yeah,
it's essentially another way of saying I'd rather shit in my hands and clap, like, you know what I mean? There's people, I'd rather not do that. That sounds great. No chance, you know. And I think it's strange, but everybody else doesn't, and you didn't. The majority of our followers are women on social. Women, yeah. Which
like I think high percentage.
Yeah. I think I'm 65% or maybe 70%. You're higher. I'm 80s, aren't you?
I was 81 or 82 last
time. Yeah, so we settled on the name.
We did. We have it. Drum roll, please.
So
the Irish Podfathers.
The Irish Podfathers. So the Irish Podfathers. So a good colleague of mine designed up the kind of artwork. He did all the stuff for my digital dad kind of avatars and all that. So he did stuff for us. So if you're wondering what Ross looks like, obviously you can Google him and check out his Instagram and Facebook. Are you on Twitter as well?
I'm on the ball, probably. They're all at the Stented Papa. So it's Twitter, Papa. Facebook, Instagram, it's at the Stented Papa.
Yeah. Anyway, hopefully you like just a little that first little crash course teaser into what we'll be talking about. It'll essentially be a voyage into the lives of two dads as we traverse. I like that word, traverse. Fatherhood,
yes.
Dadhood, parenthood,
good, bad, indifferent, warts and all.
Yeah, and I think, you know what, it was funny, just going back to the women thing and followers, female followers, I asked them once why they follow, because it does really puzzle me, and they said they like the honesty, and I can only talk for me here now, and they like that I say things that we all think, but we don't say.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't think that way, I just say it. I just think, well, everyone says this, but... Anyway,
maybe not. Maybe they wish they say it, but they just don't for whatever reason.
Yeah, Anyway.
But yeah, get it out there.
Okay, guys, listen, that's the first episode. Short and sweet. Just a quick intro. Spread the word. The Irish Podfathers. Follow us on the Stented Papa. And I'm the Digital Dad Diary. And also we have an Instagram account now. We probably have other ones called the Irish Podfathers.
Yeah.
So do follow. We're going to have guests on. We're going to go to people's houses, interview them, chat to them. And we'll be doing some giveaways, all this type of stuff. So it's going to be good. So follow us. Chat you later. Out like a trout. Bye-bye.